What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Absolutely gorgeous Thursday. Saratoga on the TV. News you can use. And Luke Sloan still pretending he's Walter Cronkite with that delivery.
Absolutely, Michael.
WWJ. What I must make sure to this guy?
I enunciate every word and clarify.
All right. We will get to some Tiger baseball a little later. We will not be doing play-by-play of Lions practice.
Well, we're not there.
All right, we got a 2nd and 7 from the 34. Guys, it's a scrimmage.
Let's see what J-Mo does.
Chill. So, we're going to open with this. And what? You okay?
Go ahead.
We're going to open with this, and it's a question. I mean, I'm not interested in talking about it, and I know some of you aren't either, but too bad. That's what the job is, and it's what sports is. So we find out that finally, and it's funny, I say finally, but the NCAA did fast-track this thing. It usually would take 5 years. But finally, at the end of 3 years, whatever it is or isn't, this Michigan thing's going to get put to bed tomorrow. Because don't believe for a second Michigan's going to try to go to a court of law. I'd like to introduce you to a term called discovery and subpoena power. You're not going to a court. The same way you didn't go to court when you slapped on your amicus briefs, you were never going to court. It would be the dumbest thing to do. And if I'm a Michigan fan, you want this over with, whatever it is. And I think if you're not a Michigan fan, you just want to be done with this, one way or the other. So, are they called X's now or tweets? Forgive me.
Let's just call them tweets.
Tweets?
Yeah.
Okay. So we found out today, and I don't know, I think one of them's more meaningful than the other, but this is all about, because Rico, have you ever, in the last 3 years, lobbed a prediction of what would happen?
No.
Or screamed that it would be the Death Star imploding the big house?
No.
No. If anything, I think our show has more been, look, the NCAA is a bunch of feckless losers. I don't expect a lot.
The only thing that I ever said was that no matter what Michigan's penalty was, Central Michigan's penalty will be harsher.
Sad, but probably true. But here's the point. In all of this, it's about what you think is going to happen. Because we're at that point now. This has not been something we've talked much about. I think we did one show a month ago when Connor Stallions kind of debt spiraled on social media.
Yeah.
It's just been waiting for this. So here's Pete Thamel saying the NCAA has formally notified parties tied to the Michigan NCAA infractions case that an announcement on the findings and punishment will be publicly released Friday. Okay. Ross Dellinger added a layer to it. Now, if I'm reading too much into it, fine. With the NCAA's decision on Michigan coming Friday, a link back to the Yahoo Sports story on Michigan's response to the notice of allegations. In short, the Wolverines were not pleased, and if the NCAA levies a significant penalty against the school, legal action may be likely. Well, first of all, that's a misnomer. There's no such thing as may be likely. Legal action is either likely or unlikely.
Right.
But whatever.
It's like maybe pregnant. Here you are, you aren't.
Yeah, exactly. There's no halvesies. Right. Either that or you need a new EPT stick.
Yes.
So look. Here's where Rico and I left this when we did the, you know, when the COI took place. There's what will happen, and then there's what should happen. I've never acted like I have a clue what will happen. I just don't have faith in people. Mm-hmm. So the should, I've never clouded it. You don't see Rico and I doing shows talking about murder hammers or Michigan being launched into space with Katy Perry.
Right.
That's not us. Now, you want to say, all right, well, Sparty Radio. Guys, listen, this is super easy, okay? When this was going on live, what did I say to you? You do you, and I'm going to be over here in a lawn chair. You go play your games, take your trips, buy your t-shirts, do whatever you want. You don't get to tell anyone how to feel. And I'm not telling you how to feel. It is up to you how you feel about all of it. Mm-hmm. So now we are at this point of arrival. I would like to know what people think is going to happen. And I want to run something by you.
Okay.
Because I'm going to try to use logic. And these are the days I wish I went to Texas Tech and not Michigan State.
Good luck.
No, I know. But there's something I can't figure out. So,
but the victory lap taken by Michigan people?
No, you'll have to
social media.
Well, hold on. You'll have to explain that to me because I don't hang out in that neighborhood. But well, do you want to do this first and then I'll ask you the question?
No, go ahead and ask the question. I don't understand this. The victory lap of, and maybe I'll ask David because it's his fan base. But I would like to think that when this is over with, this is the last thing you want to talk about, and you kind of want to say, okay, guys, can we put this to bed? We're done. I don't want to talk about this anymore. Mike, instead, I'm seeing, oh, see, you guys wanted the death penalty, and you thought we were going to be hammered, and where's all the people now?
It better not be this show.
No, not this show, just in general. Just, okay. Oh, you wanted to, you said that we were going to collapse. Like, I don't know if this is something I want to be bragging about. Congratulations, I got away with cheating.
Well, a drug dealer who deals drugs but doesn't go to jail is still a drug dealer.
I mean,
for me, it's simple. They admitted they cheated. This is the problem with the victory lap, if that's taking place. Michigan admitted to cheating.
Right. So I guess what is next? A book saying, if I cheated?
Yeah, maybe. After the Edmund Fitzgerald book is released by Johnny Porkfats. Now, listen, let me just ask this question.
Go for it.
I can't make sense of this. And I know I'm not a bright guy. Fine. I'm dumb as a doorknob. If some of the smoke that's come out in the last 24 hours were true, let's say Sharon just gets two games. You know, Wojo, I want to be nice because I think people get the wrong idea that I don't like Bob personally. I do. I just don't oftentimes respect Bob professionally. Like that piece he had the other night about Sharon where it was like, well, maybe it won't even be two games. Bob, they self-imposed two. What's the NCAA going to go? Ring, 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 ring. You're being too hard on Sharon.
You're being too hard on yourself, Michigan.
My point is,
it's not that difficult. It wasn't that deep.
Yeah, it's oof. What I can't make sense of is if it's a nothing burger.
Mm-hmm. That's a different point.
No, work okay. With me. I'm going to tell you. He's feeling himself today.
You served it up.
I did. But if it's a nothing burger, then what the hell was Michigan fighting for 2 years?
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
That's an interesting question.
Because a settlement, a resolution, a negotiated resolution would have been done, not could have, would have been done over a year ago. Mm-hmm. You don't get to a committee on infractions because once you get there, there's no negotiating. So that confuses me. It doesn't mean I'm right or wrong. It confuses me. What do you expect out of this? And no copium. I just want to know what you think is going to happen. And does the Dellinger thing sway you more severe, more lenient, or does it not do any swaying at all?
Mike, it doesn't do any swaying at all because what I think is going to happen is not much. I think Michigan is going to hit with a fine of maybe like $10 million, which is nothing to them.
They're paying their quarterback more than that. Sorry, that's my bad.
Now who's on fire?
That's my bad.
$10 million fine and a bunch of, okay, this is a real probation now. That other probation wasn't a probation, but now we mean it. Nothing, really? I mean, you're going to have to live with the fact, and I think the harshest penalty will probably come with, well, Harbaugh will have to have a show cause. Well, he's never coming back.
No, but I will say this, and I disagree on a couple of things, but let's work through this. I want to throw the number out. Like, I don't care if you're a Wolverine, a Buckeye, a Spartan, a Duck, a Thundercat, whatever. It doesn't matter to me. What do you think's going to happen? Because tomorrow by lunchtime, this is going. This is happening. Whether it's something or nothing, I can't speak to. But Rico, here's one thing. And this is the show cause on Harbaugh. While it doesn't affect the program now, the idea that the favorite son, the hero, will go down in history as a low-life cheating scumbag, that is the admission right there. Your legend is filth. Mm-hmm. A lifetime show cause, it's symbolic, but it shows you.
Right, but
it shows you he knew.
He knew, yes, on paper, but I think to Michigan fans, Mike, he's still going to be revered the way Pete Carroll was for USC.
Right,
you got me a title.
Cultists can do that.
And you did whatever it took to get that
title. But the biggest thing we say about Pete Carroll 20 years later is cheating scumbag who bailed to the NFL. And Harbaugh will live the same life.
Fair.
So I guess where I separate is,
it'll be a stain on Harbaugh's record, yes.
And that's the point, is it's an acknowledgement of wrongdoing. That way I don't have to hear about lone wolf. I don't have to hear about low-level staffer. I don't have to hear about what's your advantage. Come on. But here's my thing. The NCAA, and I don't know anybody at the NCAA. I'm not some intrepid reporter. Anytime people have communicated with me about what they think they know, whether it's one side who says it's not much, another side who's saying that Michigan's going to the gulag, I've disregarded all of it. Mm-hmm. I admit that. If that makes me bad, fine. I'm telling you guys, the way the NCAA works, I don't think a lot of people know a lot about anything.
No.
Now, if somebody's got a honey hole, they got a real source, hey, fine, that source is risking their entire career. The point I'm making is this. As we sit here, in order for your scenario to be true, the NCAA would have to deviate from their own disciplinary guidelines. Mm-hmm. That's the thing I've never figured out.
I'd look at Michigan, Mike, as that spoiled rich kid whose daddy's a judge, and he's never, ever going to get in trouble.
I know.
Because daddy will call in all the favors, looking at you, Fox and ESPN, because you need Michigan out there, so they can't afford to have Michigan.
Can I ask one question?
Yeah.
Was Michigan any good last year?
No.
Did Michigan make the playoff?
No.
Did the playoff go on?
Let me check. Yes.
Did it draw record numbers?
It did.
Okay. I hear you on a lot of points.
They did a Michigan road tour.
Man. I know that, brother. And I'm saying you're right in that there's a reason the NCAA is never going to SMU somebody.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. Michigan will, they're that kid that you know good and well, they cause a bunch of damage. But he placed a phone call to daddy, and the next thing you know, he's walking out.
All right, look, and I'm not going to, I'm not going to accuse you of something hurtful, like emotional hedging or something.
Oh,
I think you are a grown-ass man who's followed college sports long enough to know that the golden gooses don't get fried. I mean,
correct.
Bill Self was on a wiretap.
Right, and it was like, oh, Kansas is going to go down. Guys, no, they're not.
Right, so in that sense, I think you're right. The problem is, and again,
I'll acknowledge probably nothing's going to happen. Doesn't mean I'm stupid and doesn't mean I don't think that this should have.
But should and will are two different things.
Exactly.
For me, I find it problematic if you have guidelines and you have this team dead to rights and the team is admitted to the cheating and the team flipped out when they got the notice of allegations.
Yeah.
That all of a sudden you would go out and do, I'm not going to say nothing, but you would do a slap on the wrist. The other difference is, and look, I'm not trying to be rude about it, but if the 3 years has taught me anything with this, there are a lot of people that have tied a lot, if not all, of their self-worth to what does or doesn't happen to a football program. Man, I can't help you. If you're out there and you're going to go death spiral, if Michigan skates or if Michigan gets hit, you're going to act like you lost your firstborn in the NICU. Yeah, you need to get a grip. You cheated. You get what's coming to you. I don't know what's going to happen.
But
I'm asking you guys.
What I didn't understand, and it kind of goes back to, like, why would you come up with your own set of penalties if the penalties that sounds like what I think is going to happen are going to happen? You just let that go. Like, why would you come up and say, hey, well, let's be preemptive about this and let's say we do this instead.
Right, hold on. David's doing his whole three snaps and around the world thing over there. Just chill. Because I want to add one more log to the fire. People, you don't need to shy from this. There's no yelling. You're not going to get judged if you think nothing's going to happen, because I think a lot of people would agree with you. You're not going to get judged if you go, no, I believe something is happening, but it's okay to talk about it, because I'm not doing play-by-play of 4th and 4 at practice today. So this is what's on the menu, and I'm going to add a log to the fire, and I want to know if it's something or nothing, okay?
All right.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.